step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Truth. Truth.
All right, let's get to it. 608-700-WLW. This is Arnell Carrier Sports Talk presented by Kelsey Chevrolet. I would be Lance McAllister. Thanks for hanging out tonight. Settle in. We got 2 hours to get it done. We got a lot to do, so let's get to it. We start with March Madness and the NCAA basketball tournament. You're thinking, wait a minute, the season hasn't even started. Yes, but I'm jumping ahead to potentially the end of this journey, because it, much like everything else in our lives, is going to be different. It appears right now that the NCAA is looking at one central location for the entire NCAA tournament. Not the 14 sites set up across the country in regionals traditionally, but one central location, with the inside track apparently being Indianapolis as the host for March Madness. The man with his finger on the pulse of all of this and on the pulse of all of college basketball is the Hall of Fame writer from SportingNews.com. You see him on the Big Ten Network. You also see him handling all the brackets for Fox Sports. It would be Mike DeCourcy. How are you?
I'm great, Lance. How are you?
I am well, and I seek information from you, and I greatly appreciate your time tonight. Let me start big picture. Is this help my listeners visualize this? Is this a bubble type concept like the NBA, or something different?
It'll be a little different than that, and they were very specific to say that it is not a bubble. It's what they call a controlled environment, and I think part of the reason they call it that is the intent, if circumstances permit, to have some fans at some of the games. For instance, here in Indianapolis, the Colts will play on Sunday, I believe this Sunday, and they will have permitted 12,500 fans in a 70,000 seat building. So one can surmise that if things stay the same or maybe get better, that by the time we get to the Final Four, maybe they'll be able to have 12,500 people spaced apart for the championship games, the semis and the championship perhaps. So that would be an indication of what might be possible. That affects the bubble concept. Also, the NBA had their bubble and the NHL had their bubble, they were in one specific arena.
Yeah.
In the location, and that's not the case here. They're going to have to use multiple arenas, and perhaps even go so far as to utilize Assembly Hall in Bloomington, Mackey Arena at Purdue, the Holman Center down at Terre Haute, the arena. There's the arena in at Ball State, and of course the ones that are here: Bankers Life Fieldhouse, the Indiana Farmers Coliseum, at the State Fair, and then of course your home,
historic Hinkle Fieldhouse.
Yes, exactly.
Historic Hinkle Fieldhouse. So you've just ticked off what I would think would be a lot of boxes that can be checked for what makes Indianapolis ideal for anyone wondering why India, not someplace else.
Yeah, and I think first of all, there hasn't been much serendipity for the NCAA and all that's happened since last March. But the fact that the Final Four was already scheduled for here, so they can build in their backyard, so to speak. Whatever logistical problems, then they're going to be a lot. And some of them could probably be handled by Zoom or telephone, but there might be something that they need to be on site for. And instead of having to get on a plane and fly to San Jose or L.A. or wherever, they can get in the car and drive to where, you know, whether it's West Lafayette or right across town or whatever it might be. So I think that really helps the NCAA to mount what is a significant challenge for them. They have a lot of work to do. Yesterday when we were on the call with Dan Gavitt and Mitch Barnhart of Kentucky, who's the chairman of the selection committee, someone asked, you know, why not wait on this? And I was really surprised by the question. Dan Gavitt gave it a great answer, but the obvious answer is, this is, you know, you're not just opening the gym and playing pickup, right, man. This is hard.
Mike DeCourcy checking in, Hall of Fame college basketball writer, Sporting News, sportingnews.com. We're talking about the NCAA and a vision of March Madness taking place based out of Indianapolis, so to speak, and spreading out from there. But one more central location as compared to what the traditional NCAA March Madness looks like. And realizing we're still a ways out, obviously, the season hasn't started. Is the idea still for a field of 68 teams?
Yes, and they were very specific about that. That they aren't even going to shave off the four to make it easier, that they want to have 68 teams. They did make some, you know, I think they're going to try to make it look and feel as much like the NCAA tournament as in the past. But there are some changes that are mandatory, such as, Lance, when you've been to an NCAA tournament game, the way it goes, okay, you tip at noon, say,
and
then at 2, you know, the two, somebody's won, somebody's lost, you know, they shake each other's hands, and then maybe CBS interviews the star player, and while all that, you know, that little falderall at the end is going on, you know, they put 29 minutes up on the clock, and two more teams come out and start doing layups, and they're not going to be able to do that now. They got to get everybody out, they got to clean everything up, you know, so that's going to take a little while, so you're not going to have that instant that immediate, okay, we're going right to the next game thing. They might be able to do that television-wise by going from, say, Bankers Life to Hinkle Fieldhouse, but they aren't going to be able to do that within the arena. And they also said that do not expect the tournament to start 2 days after Selection Sunday.
Yeah.
That they have to get everybody in, make sure that they're all tested and negative, and everybody's ready to go and sort of sealed inside, not the bubble, but the controlled environment. And then I don't know exactly how long that lag time will be, but I don't think it will just be two. I know that it won't be just 2 days as it ordinarily would be for the first foreign date.
And Mike, that was going to be a perfect segue to the next question. I know Dayton fans listening right now aren't going to be happy, but what does it mean for the first four traditionally in Dayton?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be in Dayton. I think they're going to have everything in Indiana. And it was announced as tentative, because they don't have signed agreements, specific agreements on what they're going to be able to do. But they said they have other cities under consideration if necessary, but they're only talking to Indiana. They want to get this done here. Indiana and Indianapolis want to get it done here, so it'll get done here.
Last question. You've been great with your time. What do you say to the Rick Pitino idea of let's push this thing to May to try to salvage this?
I don't think he understands exactly what's at stake or how this. You know, I understand he's in a circumstance where his team is shut down. But in order to push it to May, you're basically pushing it by 2 months. So that means you're taking it from what would basically be a December start at the beginning, starting November 25th. So it's basically December. So you're wiping out December and January, and you're basically starting either end of January, early February. Okay, one, we don't know exactly where we're going to be then. It might not be any better. I hope it is, but it certainly won't be gone by early February. And what he's missing is I don't know what's going on with your children, but next week, basically every college that has on-campus students are sending them back to you, back home, and then they're not going to bring them back for a while. In the case of Notre Dame, where I have a really close friend, his daughter goes to Notre Dame, they're not coming back till February. So January and February will basically be Cooper's on campus and nobody else. Mm-hmm. And that's an opportunity to contest basketball games when they will have much less contact with the general population, the student population, than they do now, than they would if they started in February. So I think he's missing the bigger picture there, and that's certainly what I was told when I spoke to Dan Gavitt last Friday, and he said they're going forward with the November 25th start.
He's Mike DeCourcy, Sporting News, sportingnews.com, and he's on Twitter at TSN. Mike, always enjoy this time. Hope we can talk again soon.
You bet, Lance. And for your listeners who didn't see it already, this week I posted a list of the best 15 song, stadium song traditions.
Ooh.
And there is a Cincinnati
yes.
mention in there.
Yes.
They did make the top 15. Won't say what, you know, which team, but there is a Cincinnati inclusion in the top 15. So if you haven't seen it, it was a fun list to compile, and I hope you enjoy it.
Absolutely. Sportingnews.com to check it out. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Lance.
All right, take care. Mike DeCourcy, Sporting News, college basketball writer, Hall of Fame college basketball writer. March Madness in Indianapolis and perhaps the outer areas of Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that, get you caught up on headlines, then we'll really go. It's Arnell Carrier Sports Talk presented by Kelsey Chevrolet, 700 WLW.
From the UC Health Traffic Center, the greatest gift this holiday season is keeping loved ones safe and well. Do the right thing. Together we can stop the spread.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.